On the show today, we have Now Q's very own Carrie Hunt talking about the latest fintech wanting to be a financial institution. That would be Zillow entering the mortgage lending business and what this means for credit unions. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have NAFQ's very own Carrie Hunt. Carrie, how are you again?
I'm doing fantastic, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Hey, a little bit of news has been going on in the mortgage lending market business, and it was all about Zillow entering the mortgage lending business, which kind of sent shockwaves throughout the financial services industry. Like, hey, what's going on? So can you give us a quick refresher on what Zillow is doing, and then how are they doing it actually? And so what's the latest going on here?
You know, I think we can talk about Zillow specifically, but I think it makes more sense a little bit just to talk about, you know, what we're seeing in general in the marketplace, because we have Zillow is only the latest of a series of entities who traditionally have not been involved in financial services and now are entering into that arena.
Okay.
I think, you know, everyone's been familiar with whether it's Quicken, whether it is, you know, the Zillows of the world, whether it is, you know, even whispers of, you know, Amazon entering into banking. So you have these non-traditional companies, which may or may not have had any sort of link to financial services, now entering into the financial services space. And the question is, you know, how are they doing that? And if they are, is there some sort of unfair advantage that these companies, entities are having, and how does that fit into the credit union space? So for those of you who have not, you know, looked for or bought a house in recent years, you know, Zillow is basically a real estate website.
It's an awesome site.
You kind of spy on your neighbors and figure out how much they paid for their house anytime in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
But that companies saw a need to try to, you know, connect those customers that were actually purchasing houses with, you know, actually providing a mortgage. Mm-hmm. And most of these companies to date have been using an affiliate, either a bank or a more traditional mortgage broker, to try to provide those services. But in that provision of services, the question comes, what rules of the road are those companies following? You know, credit unions have very specific rules relative to advertising, their rules relative to share insurance. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, very, very specific, of course, as we all know, consumer protection rules, you know, coming out of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. We think that credit unions provide the absolute best in financial services. We want credit unions to be able to operate in that marketplace. So we want to make sure that companies who are providing traditional banking services like mortgages, you know, have to follow the same rules of the road.
Right.
Now, there's a big, you know, all of these companies sort of fall under this giant umbrella, you know, called a fintech.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what does that really mean? And in its basic definition, you know, it really could be any company that is providing some sort of financial services. Traditionally, it came out of the more, you know, new tech space, right? But I think even that is evolving. And that really isn't where we are in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the OCC has stepped out and has raised the possibility of having a specific fintech charter. They already had a charter called an ILC, Industrial Loan Corporation charter, to try to fill in some of these gaps so these companies aren't completely unregulated. But it's still not quite a perfect fit. I think the Fed has raised questions as to the appropriate regulation. Treasury has raised questions as to the appropriate regulation. They released a very detailed report last year, fintechs. So from NAFQ's perspective, this is something that we need to follow and be very, very active.
No doubt. Yeah, because I've been reading stories for years, and I think we all have, about like a company like Apple trying to become a bank because of the millions upon millions of iTunes accounts that they have. I mean, they have all the information right there, but rumor has it that they've always been fearful of all the regulations. They don't want to deal with all that type of stuff. So that's why, companies like that have kind of stayed on the kind of the outskirts of it all. But it sounds like Zillow is like, well, let's dive in and see what happens. And even Robinhood, what was that, a couple of weeks ago, they tried to, what was that, a checking account at 3% interest or something along those. Then they backtracked on that quite quickly. But it seems to be getting more and more, I guess, popular, I guess, now for fintechs to be doing this type of stuff. So what can credit unions do, if anything, other than keep doing what they're doing?
I mean, I think that credit unions already have been in the process of seeing how they deliver services. Mm-hmm. One reason why these companies have been, you know, successful to date is in a lot of ways they have name recognition, they have a very big, you know, marketing presence, and it seems like they are filling this niche of how do we instantly get services. So I think that a lot of traditional institutions like credit unions who have been, you know, working to continue their building out their mobile banking presence, mm-hmm. and some other things are already doing what they need to do to try to, you know, seize upon that desire to have this instantaneous delivery of services. For any institution or company that advertises, you know, okay, you can get a loan in an hour, right?
Oh yeah, Rocket Mortgage.
That's going to be a pre-approval the same way that a credit union can do a pre-approval, and then the same waiting period and all those things have to take place. But, you know, Rocket Mortgage isn't necessarily, you know, advertising that, right?
Exactly.
So all that they see is this front running face, whereas credit unions may be providing the exact same service. Mm-hmm. It just could be that they're not messaging that in the same way.
Yep.
So I think that for what credit unions can do, again, do what they do well, but they also have to make sure that they are really know what their members need and want and are reaching those individuals and delivering services in the way that they want them to be delivered.
Yeah. And getting back to Zillow, I interviewed Cornerstone Advisor Steve Williams the other day, and we got to talking about the whole Zillow thing, and he was like, shouldn't they have done this like 3 or 4 years ago when the mortgage market was really ripe? Because now that rates are going up, their timing is a little off here, it seems. So I thought that was an interesting comment from him.
Yeah, you know, I will say though that people are still buying houses,
sure.
Hopefully. Otherwise, we're all in really big trouble if no one is buying houses.
Yeah.
But again, it's definitely an evolving marketplace. The whole fintech space is rapidly evolving, and credit unions do need to try to make sure that they're keeping pace. From NACU's perspective, you know, we are trying to make sure that we're protecting our members from the regulatory and legal standpoint. And I expect that we'll see some hearings this year before Congress on this.
Mm-hmm.
We're very active with regulators. So we're trying to do our part to make sure that credit unions are in the best position.
Yeah, and I think probably the overall picture here is like, okay, yeah, if you want to do this, you're going to be subject to the same rules and regulations that we have as well. You're not going to be able to skirt around any of those issues. Is that kind of the bottom line here?
I think a lot remains to be seen, but ultimately, yes.
Okay.
Ultimately.
All right. Well, on that note, I will let you get back to work, Carrie, because I'm sure you have a busy, busy day ahead of you. So I appreciate your time. And, oh my gosh, 2019 is going to be a heck of a year. I can already feel it.
It definitely is. It's what, January 16th. So we have a ways to go, but I agree with you. It definitely will be.
All right. Well, thanks again, Carrie. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work there. All right.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.